lovely listeners, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 您正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam, and I was going to say lovely listeners.
哦，对不起。
That's okay, I'll think of another one.
How about 你来说说我们今天的 topic?
Okay, well, we're talking about two little words. Actually, it's one word said twice. The word, of course, so-so.
So-so.
And the question is, do native speakers actually use this word?
对，因为这个就让我想到很多外国人学中文，他很早就会学马马虎虎，然后他们就觉得这是中文里最酷的一个 phrase, 然后
各
种场景就马马虎虎马虎虎。
Yeah, yeah, as we were just saying before the show, it's kind of like the first semester...you know, first class.
对，所以英语里面呢，你说一个东西还行，就是对吧，马马虎虎。我们常学或者常用的其实就是 so-so。但其实英语里面，就像 Adam 说的 ，native speakers 不是只用 so-so 这一个说法。
Well, it's not the only option we have.
没错，
right?
今天我们就教大家更多的实用地道的 so-so 的说法。OK, 所有这些 so-so 的说法，这些很好的替代品 alternatives 呢，都在我们今天的微信推送里。这推送呢，大家只要关注我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，你就可以收到了。好，所以 Adam, 我还是要来比较郑重的问你。How common is so-so among native speakers?
It's so-so common. I mean, you know, for example, I could ask you, right? I mean, you have kids.
Yeah.
Kids will obviously say it.
我觉得小孩的情感是很 black and white. They
either
love it
or
hate
it.
他没有什么 so-so.
Okay, so if there is a thing that you're right, they're very black and white about things. If there is something that they're...kind of on the fence about, then, yeah, maybe a kid would say so-so. Now, adults, on the other hand, I think my dad said it on the phone last night. Kind of like feeling so-so.
Feeling so-so. Okay, 好，那总之我们今天 point 是说英语里面还有很多其他的表达。
Right.
好，那我们就 let's dive right in. 我觉得还是先来举一个具体的场景，一个例子吧。
Okay, how about, how was the movie?
电影怎么样 ?Fantastic Beasts 2.
Fantastic Beasts 2. You know, I didn't hear great things about it. So you could maybe just say, yeah, I mean, it was okay. It was all right.
所以你可以说 it was okay. It was all right.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Well, the difference between, yeah, not bad and not bad is, you know, there's a world of difference there.
没错，就是语气不一样的话，其实意思很不一样啊。Not bad 是
not bad, not bad.
就是挺不错的
right,
对
right, right.
然后
well, not bad
这个就是就很 so-so 了
yeah.
很一般的这个意思啊、
right.
那如果我问你一个饭店 Hey, how was that Indian restaurant? How was that new Indian restaurant?
If it's an Indian restaurant, I probably would not say so-so or any of its synonyms. I probably would say like amazing
但如果不是很好吃呢就还就一般般
You know, it was nothing special.
就没有什么特别哈 It was nothing special. 那这个 it was nothing special 可以用在比如刚那个电影
Yeah, it was nothing special.
How was the movie? How was the book?
Nothing special.
就是没什么特别的啊
It was okay.
It was okay. 你说 nothing special, it reminds me of another similar phrase. It was nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah, that's a good one. It's just longer. So it's much easier to remember nothing special.
对，但是如果你想挑战自己的话，可以去学这个。Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing out of the ordinary, yeah.
但我觉得这里很重要的一个就是因为 ordinary 是平凡平常的意思，所以它不是It was nothing ordinary. Nothing ordinary 的意思是说这个东西很 special, 对不对
right,、
其实你要说是 it was nothing out of the ordinary.
That's right.
那你可不可以就直接用一个词 average 来回答 just average.
It was average. I mean, for a restaurant, you could. Like the food was average.
Service average.
Average.、
Yeah.
But like a movie, you probably wouldn't say that for a movie.I mean, maybe, like, you could use that word to talk about different parts of the movie. Like, you know, the box office numbers were average.
So average 就是很平均的嘛，很平庸。但是 Adam 说他用的比较多的是形容饭店，是吧？
Yeah, well, again, because I think we live in the age of online apps where mm-hmm. people can, you know, leave reviews. Yeah. So it's, they always have to leave stars.
Mm.
Stars, you know, if that's a number, you can count them.
好，再换一个场景，比如人家问你 I missed the party last night. How was the party?
Oh, the party. Well, actually, Jenny, you didn't miss anything.
就我没去，但我也没有 miss 任何的东西。In other words, it was nothing special.
Nothing special. Yeah, exactly.
诶，这个我很喜欢这一句啊 You didn't miss anything, 因为很形象。
Right.
I didn't go, I missed the party, but you didn't really miss anything.
You didn't miss anything. You know, Uncle Bob got drunk and yeah, it was not, nothing special.
所以这一句通常是用在这种一个 event 嘛 some party 啊然后什么 gathering.
Usually some kind of event or gathering. Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry I missed dinner the other night. And oh, you didn't miss anything. The food was nothing special. Uncle Bob got drunk again.
Nothing out of the ordinary, 是吧
Well, I mean, usually I go to nice parties, you know, but it's tough, right? When you go to one that's not very fun. But then again, like any kind of event that's not really all that special, you can also say it was nothing to write home about.
给家里写个信、但这个 party 很平常所以不值得
why would I write, you know, like, why would I do that?
Nothing to write home about.
Right. Dear mother and father, today I went to a party. It was very average.
所以就可以 oh, how was the party?
Nothing to write home about?
Nothing to write home about.、Okay, let's continue with our party example. Adam, how was the food at the party?
Well, it was better than nothing.
所以我觉得这比 so-so 还要差 It was better than nothing.
Yeah, I mean, this one's a little bit different. It's pretty negative.
对、right? 就是挺 mean 的是吧
It's kind of mean, yeah. It's better than nothing. But, yeah, it's usually followed by a but.
对让我感觉就是那吃的怎么样、总比饿死强 Better than nothing. 好的那今天我们最后要看的呢不是短语是要看两个词。这两个词呢稍微有一点点难但我觉得它很 native, 非常的地道而且很有意思。
Okay, so the first one is decent.
D-E-C-E-N-T.
Decent.
How was the movie?
That was decent.
It was decent.、所以 decent 的意思就是
It's good.
还行
yeah,
是吗
it's just fine.、
但是也没有 it was nothing special.
Nothing special, but certainly not bad.、
okay, so that's the meaning of decent.
Right.
What about another word, mediocre?
So this one, if you think about decent being, you know,a little bit good.、You could think of mediocre as being a little bit bad. Yeah, mediocre. Well, it's maybe a little bit more than a little bit. Just kind of bad.
就不太好的意思啊。
Right, so our restaurant before, like mediocre food, mediocre service. A party, you probably wouldn't use mediocre to describe like things at a party. You could say the party was mediocre, but you probably would use a better word.
是 mediocre, 这怎么拼
mediocre. It's a weird one.
发音是 mediocre.
Mediocre.
对，但我发现美国人真的很喜欢用这个词
Mediocre.
对，就是他觉得不太好的东西 mediocre.
Exactly.
好，那今天我们教了大家很多so-so 的其他表达方式啊，希望大家在听了我们的节目以后呢也可以在自己日常的这个口语里面用起来。那开言英语呢就是不断的在带给大家真实的地道的英语口语。如果你在学校学了十几年，因为我们学的都是很 textbookish, 非常书本化的这个英语。你想真的来学一个 native speaker, 他是怎么表达的。那用开言英语就是你最好的选择，因为我们的主播团队都是来自美国、加拿大非常优秀的这些有英语教学经验的老师，然后配合我们中教组成的一个教研团队，就是这样，我们希望是做出很贴近用户，但是它是非常实用地道的全新的这种英语学习内容。也感谢大家对我们的支持，在今年快要过去的一年里面，我们的用户又增加了很多，然后每一次 Adam 我们现在 answer daily comments, 我们那个课程的用户留言都会看到有新的用户、是啊，让我们觉得非常的开心啊。好，那如果你还不是我们的会员的话呢，可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先免费试用一下，那之后在公众号升级呢也有非常优惠的价格，学习一年只要618元。 OK guys, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.